but three things.
Okay, children, let's take our seats. We have a lot to learn today.
What are we going to do?
Were you paying attention?
I anticipate a deeply religious experience.
Come out, wherever you are.
Okay, people, pay attention because I do not want to have to fail you.
Listen to this.
I will tell you three things.
Listen to me, please.
Pay attention.
Pay attention, son. This is for your own good.
You moron.
But you listen to me.
Listen to me.
Listen to me, Coppertop.
I'm out there on the front lines liberating people.
I keep pitching them and you keep missing them.
Hey,
listen to me, yo.
Are you ready now? Yes.
Listen to me, please.
Three things.
Parental guidance is suggested.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome to Three Things. Thank you for joining me today. I'm Jenna, your PJ. That's Pod Jockey, which is Jenna Techie Speak for host. If you listened to the first show, then you know that the aforementioned three things could be anything at all and might actually, in fact, be three, four, five, or six things. At least, and stuff. And if you haven't listened to the first show, well, why not? Just go to my show page at threethings.podomatic.com and give it a listen. It'll orientate ya, so you're not confused as to where to find me anymore. threethings.podomatic.com. And now, let's get right on with our things of the day. Thing number one, off with their heads. This is one of my favorite segments. This is where I take my silly evenge upon the scum, losers, creeps, and criminals of the world, using my soapbox and a sound file or two. It ain't much, but I like it. January 19th, 2006, Columbia, South Carolina. Police arrested a man accused of faking his death more than 25 years ago to avoid paying child support. That's right. Johnny Sterling Martin, 58, had a relative call family court in 1979 to report that he had died during a bar fight in Alabama. That call came a few months after he escaped from a work detail while serving a one-year jail term for failing to pay $4,120 in child support for two children. Isn't that great? He was captured Tuesday and jailed and now owes more than $30,000 in child support and faces an escape charge. The guy's an ultimate deadbeat dad. He faked his own death to avoid paying money to support his little children who were at the time living in Lexington County. Great guy. Martin has been living in Myrtle Beach, about 150 miles away, and had been using his real name for about 20 years. He'd been married four times, twice since his disappearance, and has a third child. The guy's a genius. The investigation was reopened last week when police got a tip from one of Martin's ex-wives that he was alive and living in Myrtle Beach. A fingerprint analysis confirmed his identity, and they're working to identify the caller who told family court that Martin was dead. I'm glad they caught him. What an ass. All I have to say about that is this. If and you don't want to have no damn kid, keep your peety in your pantaloons, buddy. Johnny Sterling Martin. Meet your maker, boy.
Ooh.
And now, as promised, thing two. An interview I hope you all find interesting. Today, I'm going to have a little chat with the ladies from the popular morning television show, The View. The View, recipient of the 2003 Daytime Emmy Award for Outstanding Talk Show, is the original forum where real women discuss relevant, everyday issues and share their daily, no-holds-barred opinion and lively, colorful conversations. Sounds like a real hoot, eh? The cast consists of five co-hosts, all of which are here with us today. Hello, ladies. Now, first we have Elizabeth Hasselback, Survivor Australia Final Four member, runner, and now talk show co-host. Isn't that great? Hello, Elizabeth. Can I call you Lizzie? Thanks so much. I'm finding it difficult to come up with questions for you, Lizzie. How are your feet holding up? I see. And do you wear sweats or shorts when you run? Great. So, that's all I can think of. Thanks to you, Elizabeth. And next, Joy Behar. Great. Comic talent with a master's in English. She began working as a teacher and then, oddly enough, became a stand-up comic. I wonder if that's how she copes with that teenage thing. And now she dispenses advice with her usual mix of common sense and humor. Hello, Joy. What gives you the right to dispense advice? I mean, have you any proper training at all, or did some nut somewhere just think, wow, there's Joy. I bet she knows what to do. That's about what I thought. I'm finished with you now, Joy. Thanks. Yeah. Next time, perhaps. Thanks. And now to Star Jones Reynolds. Known to viewers for your candor, confidence, and uncanny ability to clarify muddy legal and social issues. Pretty much famous for interviewing rapist and thug Mike Tyson, the uncontrollable Rodney King, and famous murderer O.J. Simpson. And now, you're known for being a co-host on The View. God, what a trip, huh? Hello, Miss Jones. I have a couple questions for you. Are you ready? Good. Star, are you nuts? I mean, those guys are whack jobs, and you treat them like they're somehow special. Don't you think that's a bit crazy? I see. I have to be something I'm not to understand, right? Wonderful. Thanks to you, Star Jones. Thanks a lot. That's great. And not to be forgotten, Meredith Vieira, who went from game show host to now moderator of The View. Congratulations, Meredith. Now, is this a difficult assignment, this moderating of these women? And just how hard is it to keep Barbara from kicking Joy's ass? Yeah, that's great. If I could arrange it, is there anyone besides Joy whose ass you would like to have kicked? I'd like to kick his ass too, Meredith. I surely would. Thanks so much to you. Last, but never by any stretch of the imagination, least, the wonderful, the magnificent, the amazing, Barbara Walters. Well known for interviewing more statesmen and stars than anyone else in history. Hello, Miss Barbara. You interviewed Richard Nixon. What was that like? Would you do it again? Who would you like to interview that you haven't yet? Me too, Babs. Me too. Wonderful. I believe that's all I wanted to know from you. Thanks to you, Miss Barbara. Now, Barbara, we can't all have what we want. You just have to wait for your next interview to address such weighty issues. I thank you for your time. All you ladies have been just wonderful. Thank you for coming and talking with me today. Good luck with all that. And good night. Those were the ladies from The View. Great dames, all of them. All of them. Thanks for listening. And thing three, show number one trivia. How many times exactly did I use the word apropos in show number one? It's not like there's any prize for getting it. I just thought maybe somebody out there was as weird as I and might be counting how many times I say words like apropos. Okay. Show trivia number one. How many times did I use the word apropos? Thank you. And now, thing number four. Good news of the day. Dateline, Nigeria, Africa. Overcrowding and years in limbo for Nigerian inmates with no access to legal assistance or even assurance of an eventual trial date led to a series of jailbreaks. Yeah, hello. Not surprised. Convinced the system is on the brink of collapse, duh, the government is finally moving to release more than half of its prisoners nationwide. That's a lot of prisoners. Giving priority, of course, to the elderly, the terminally ill, and those who have waited longer for a trial, listen to this, than they would have been imprisoned if they had been convicted of their original alleged crime. That's so wrong. 2/3 of Nigeria's 45,000 inmates have not yet had a trial, in some cases because their files have gone missing, great, and in others because witnesses were unavailable. Well, yeah, if it takes that long, these people have moved on and away, or died or something. Jump on it, people. South Africa's Mail and Guardian reports halfway houses and rehabilitation services are being set up for the 25 to 30,000 prisoners, ex-prisoners, ex-inmates. And a new government post, the Chief Inspector of Prisons, has been created. This is good news for the guys in jail that are going to get out, even though they might have done stuff. I just hope it is good news for the rest of their country. Thing number four, I'm done. And now, for thing number five, the grandiloquent word of the day. One of my favorite bits. And I've decided to go in alphabetical order, and last week's word, first show, first word, beginning with A. A-list. And this week's, of course, beginning with B, because it's next in line, silly. Great word this. Birthensack. That's right, I said birthensack. It's a verb. I can't quite find the complete etymology for it, but it means, at least loosely, stealing as much as one can carry. That's right. I can use that in a sentence. It's a creative one, too. Check this out. Those folk in New Orleans sure did a bunch of beer than sacking. That's right. Beer than sacking. Verb. Grandiloquent word of the day. Thanks again to my friends. You can find the link on the page where I can write it down because it has squiggly bits that I'm not going to try to explain to you over the computer because people will just go, huh? And that's a bad thing. Beer than sack. Don't beer than sack, y'all. It's bad. That's it for thing five. And as to the schedule for future shows, I've decided I'm going to have one on Friday, every Friday without fail. You can count on it, set your atomic clock by me. Friday, new show. Something else might pop up in between, but definitely Friday. Now, I would urge you to listen to not only this, but other podcasts. It's a really great, great fun thing. I browse podcasts quite often to see my competition. It's not really competition, it's good stuff. It's original, it's real, it's just great radio without the FCC on your butt. Woohoo! Can't beat that with a stick. And now, for my soon-to-be-famous sign-off, once again, forgive yourself and be happy. Good day.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Does this mean we're not friends anymore?
I'll be back.
Well, goodbye. And don't think it hasn't been a little slice of heaven, because it hasn't.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
That's it, man. Game over, man. Game over.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
I've got to get out of this place.
Hasta la vista, baby.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Okay, love you, bye-bye.
We could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I can't do any more damage around this popsicle stand. I'm out of here!
Now go away or I shall taunt you a second time.
This has been a most unusual day.
What's turning it off, man?
Y'all come back here.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
I'm out of here.